There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok, and it's another edition of Star Wars Ranked. And let's get right to this one because Joseph Scrimshaw and I are here to continue our Star Wars ranked figure adventure. It started now years ago, I think, literally, when we discussed the Force, the power of the Force, two figures. And now here we are, Joseph. We're discussing figures closer to our timeline.
Oh, so very close. The future is almost here. The present is almost here. Yeah, we're discussing this Rogue One line. It's so good. It a great transition from the Force Awakens line into, you know, is a lot of the kind of the same design, the same packaging, but with the Rogue One artwork and the Rogue One look. Still figures coming with lots of big weird cannons that are not canon.
Yeah.
A zip line. I don't remember Galen Erso doing a zip line like he's at a water park, but the action figure comes with one.
Yeah, I think that was in the Gareth Edwards second act. Yeah, you missed it.
But yeah, fascinating line.
best of the Rogue One figures. Love the packaging. As we talk, I have a couple of those figures from that line in those packages on my wall. I'm staring at them right now, and they do. It's that blue, blackish blue. That's just the Rogue One vibe, right?
It just kind of is
from there. So as always, Joseph and I are going to rank 5-1. Some honorable mentions will be in there as well. And, you know, I think we said this a little bit with the Force Awakens line, Joseph. This was, you know, all right, yeah, we'll rank the Rogue One figures, probably a smaller line. We might be fighting over the same real estate of figures to talk about. Not really. A lot of cool figures, a lot of interesting figures. And you and I, our lists, we didn't step on each other. And that's a testament to what's going on in this line.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, just kind of big picture on this line, you know, we talked about in the Force Awakens that it was the return, right, of these figures, which is such a huge part of my fandom. And I intended to only grab a couple, but then I started to grab a lot. And by the time the Rogue One figures were coming out, I was just being honest with myself that I was going to probably buy a decent amount of them. Mm-hmm. So I was really looking forward to it. And, you know, my wife was really always been a Star Wars fan, but really loved Force Awakens, was enjoying the collecting with me. So it was all in. So I have very happy memories of waiting for Rogue One figures to drop. And there was a time that had something going on in life that was a disappointment. Like one of those just like, well, I did everything I could, but that didn't work out and I'm bummed out. And that happened to happen right when the Rogue One figures were being released. And my wife and I had just this great big day where we went to Toys R Us and we went to multiple Targets and we just went Star Wars shopping. It's absolute therapy. And it was, I'm so delighted that these figures live in my memory, partially because they were there for me when I had a disappointment. And these figures helped make me feel better.
Star Wars shopping therapy. It's a thing. Yeah. I love hearing those stories, and that's been this fun part of this journey. Yeah, we're ranking figures we love, but also there's context and times and memories, and I do love it. So let's dive in here, Joseph. We'll begin with your number 5.
My number 5. Speaking of joy, this is a figure that doesn't just emanate joy, and that is Orson Krennic. Oh, so happy that they made an Orson Krennic, because going off of Force Awakens, it was a little bit of like, how many main characters are you going to make, and then how many Constable Zuvios and Hask thugs are you going to make? I love the side weirdos. That's always been a huge part of Star Wars. But then you also, you know, you want the main characters. And Orson Krennic is the big bad in a certain way of Rogue One. He's certainly the main antagonist who moves the plot and has that not great relationship with the Ursos. So I was thrilled that they made a figure of him. And then this figure it's really good. He's got the cape, obviously, because how can you have Krennic without a cape? But what really sells Orson Krennic is that look on his face that is partially like, I am a serious, deadly Imperial officer, and partially I'm pissed because somebody ate my lunch in the break room, even though I had my name on it. Like, he looks unhappy to be an action figure. It's like, it's the perfect between like evil and pouty, which is what I love about the character of Krennic. I'm not mocking it in any way. I think it's what makes him fresh and original, that he is in the business part of what it means to build this machine of terror. And he has that same kind of unpleasantness that you would encounter from somebody who is truly amoral, but also your assistant manager. And that action figure captures that.
It's so true. It's so true. We could talk about Krennic, just the character. And I'm just so happy and thrilled we got Ben Mendelsohn in Star Wars, and this was the role, and he brought just a lot of intriguing and things to it, and some depth. And the figure, you're absolutely right, matches that. The look on his face it's Mendelsohn being angry.
Yeah,
it's so good. That cape looks sharp for a 3¾ figure, especially what you and I grew up with. This cape looks like I could wear it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a nice hang, nice drape. And I know as we're getting into these figures, I know there is that disappointment that they are only the 5 points of articulation. So some of them are not going to be able to be posed. Most of them are not going to be able to pose super dynamically. But I think as Jedi Business agrees with me, they're really good sculpts. And I think Krennic is a really great sculpt.
Comes with a rocket launcher, just like he had in the third act. You didn't say.
Exactly. I love the idea that there's a Gareth Edwards cut that is just full of huge cannons and zip lines. That's so funny.
That's what it is. Great way to start the list. Yeah, if it's a Rogue One figure line, you'd expect Krennic to show up there at some point, which means we're up to my number five, which is, well, a character you'd expect me to talk about if we're talking about Rogue One. Yep, number five is the Admiral Raddus figure. I love Raddus. I loved him from the first moment I saw him. I loved the most first moment I heard him, being fortunate enough to shake Stephen Stanton's hand more than a few times is just been even added more flavor to my love of Raddus. But I just really do love the character. I love what he represents. And I love the design and to have it in figure form, which also you get to see. And it's a thing about the Mon Calamari. This goes to Ackbar too. They got these, these big bulbous fish heads. And they're big, they're jolly, but really they aren't. And this Raddus figure really captures the fact that he's got some good action cargo pants on. He's he's ready to move and groove. He's got the vest on, and it comes with a rocket launcher too. If you wanted to launch something out of the profundity, another great sculpt. The detail on this figure really just captures that Winston Churchill vibe they wanted from the character. The choice to make Raddus, which originally, one of the many, many different versions of Rogue One in the development process, was going to be Ackbar. I'm sure I would have enjoyed that a lot. I absolutely would have enjoyed that. But I love Raddus. I love that we get to see another Mon Calamari leader, a different region, the Arctic region, and it reflects it. So anyways, I love this figure. It's one of those things where it's like you see a character on screen, you just fall in love with it for whatever reasons, and then the figure lands on your desk, and it's exactly what you wanted, and it exactly captures the vibe. So Admiral Raddus, absolutely my number five.
Yeah, that's great. That is so great. And this is, you have mentioned this in previous action figure episodes. There are those moments where one of us is like, oh, I would definitely put that on my list, but I will leave it for my friend. this Raddus is great. He would definitely be on my list. Love the character for all the same reasons that you do, all the same reasons that we've discussed many times in the figure. Captured it. Just such, again, these sculpts are really good. A ton of weird and fun detail. And for me, there's this happy memory of the Raddus figure in particular of, we'd been shopping and looking around and my wife knew I really wanted a Raddus. And she was just like, I just went and got it on the internet because you have to have a Raddus. And for some reason, with all the cannons and zip lines, Raddus's is the most funny to me because in one way he is like super assertive. That's why we love him, because he realizes this is the moment to have courage. This is the moment to do the daring thing. He's got that great line in the briefing room scene of, I say we fight. And I just love the idea that there is a cut of, I say we fight. And then he just flaps that big cannon down on the meeting room table.
Wish I had better like After Effects Photoshop skills to just re-edit Rogue One with big cannons and zip lines.
I say we fight. Here's my cannon.
I'm locked and loaded. The list has begun. That is my number five, which means we're up to your number four.
My number four is another great character from Rogue One that I hope there would be an action figure of, and there indeed is, and it is Saw Gerrera. Saw Gerrera comes in these four packs that they started to make. I mentioned one, the one from Force Awakens last time, and this one is in the Jedi Revolt four pack, which has some great characters in it. It was the only place to get this 3 3/4 Saw Gerrera. And again, this is all about just liking the character and then the detail of just the accuracy of the sculpt. Mm-hmm. I remember not only buying this the second that I saw it, but then just enjoying every time I went to the store, and this was like on the shelves for quite a while and you could find it, looking at all the different Saw Gerreras, because it's a great sculpt. It captures all the details, of his big chest armor and the kind of half cape hanging down, and got his, wild hair. But then that facial expression that really looks like he has seen some things in the slightly different paint on every Saw Gerrera, with a slightly different emphasis of eyebrows and eyes, create just like this wonderful panorama of exasperation and annoyance and determination. And I just love looking at all the different just paintings of the same sculpt and seeing the rainbow of emotions on Saw Gerrera's face on a really awesome action figure.
I love it. Yeah, it sounds like he is about to say, "Did you come here to kill me?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say one of the other things I really love about him is, you know, we definitely see it in the film, but the action figure is really like, hey, you want to know what a big badass Saw Gerrera is? Well, he's got an open-toed shoe.
It's a sensible sandal.
It's a sensible sandal. It makes him a true badass.
We, as always, love reading the descriptions put out by JediBusiness.com. We always say we love their site. We don't know them from anything. If anyone out there listening knows anyone at Jedi Business, let them know. We love them. Tell them we said hello. Great descriptions because they're collectors and they know what collectors are looking for. I love in the description two things. It looked as if the breathing mask could be unplugged, so it could be placed over Saw's face, but that's not the case. We accidentally ripped it off and broke the figure. But then they do say Hasbro sculpted Gerrera well. There are a ton of details in the outfit, from the little knobs, tubes, pouches on the belt, wrinkles in the clothing. It's an impressively sculpted figure. It is. You look at it, the scars, the emotions you're describing, Joseph, it's all there. Everything I would have wanted in a Saw Gerrera figure. I don't have a lot. I love Saw. I don't have a lot of Saw stuff in my collection. And I, even though I don't have a lot of room for stuff in my collection, this is one that I think I'd make some room for. Though I don't know if I have room for the Jedi Revolt 4-pack.
Yeah, you know, I made room for the 4-packs. I got all 4 of the 4-packs from Force Awakens to Solo. And I got them in the old bedroom. So Saw Gerrera looks over me as I sleep, and it makes me feel pretty safe.
Save the dream. Have one. There you go.
Exactly. So that's my number 4. Good old Saw Gerrera.
Saw number 4. My number 4 is actually going to Star Wars Rebels, as is a lot in this era. A lot of the Rebels figures showing up in these lines. And mine is a classic character done Rebel style. It is Princess Leia Organa from the very, very great episode where she and her team come and deliver those Hammerhead Corvettes. So there you go. Directly ties into Rogue One. It's a cool little figure. It is younger Leia, you know, New Hope. You're looking at 18, 19-year-old Leia in story, and this is more about 16, 17-year-old Leia in story. I love the design that they did for the character on the show, and it's all here in the figure, and it definitely has that look of, you know, being a figure of an animated character, so it's less Carrie Fisher's face than more just the actual design. But it is, I don't know, I have it on my wall, on my line of Leia figure wall, and that's the first one, and then I go to a vintage New Hope, and then Hoth Leia, and then Last Jedi Leia is kind of what I got on display up there, and I do need I need something from Return of the Jedi, don't I? And it fits, and it works, and even though it is a, quote, animated design, it just I got Leia's whole career in front of me. And I just love it, and love that we get this figure, that we get a new kind of Leia, a new look. We love our Leia looks. That's especially if you grew up in that era. You knew Leia by the Bespin Leia, Hoth Leia, Endor Leia, Combat Poncho Leia. You know, it's all it's all there. And so this one, you know, Rebels Leia. It just adds to that tradition, and that's why I love this figure.
Yeah, it is a great figure. It does exactly capture the likeness of her from Rebels, from that animated style. And I just I know the actual design of the costume is from Rebels, but it's here in this figure. I love the design of that. It's so simple, but it still really reads as Princess Leia, that with the white, it looks like Alderaanian design, but it does look like it kind of has some relationship with Padme's look when she's like, I'm you know, out here adventuring, I'm getting stuff done, but my clothes still evoke this sort of regalness that I think the design does that. And I love that she comes with an Imperial blaster, because if you're just going to look at her like, oh, well, this is, you know, a little bit more low-key, as is a diplomat, you know, a rebel disguised as a diplomat look, but also she has a big old blaster that she clearly took from an Imperial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, add that to the Leia, the Leia collection today. Star Wars Rebels Leia. That is my number four.
Excellent.
We are up to your number three.
My number three captures a lot of the same vibe of that Leia, and that is from Star Wars Rebels as well. It is Sabine Wren. Man, when this was coming out, I was enjoying Rebels, and Sabine was one of my favorite characters, and this action figure captures a lot of what I like about her. I love the idea of introducing this new Mandalorian hero that Rebels did, and then is the character developed. Like her a lot. In particular, I just love the emphasis on her individual relationship with art, but then the sort of Mandalorian cultural relationship with art, and just how it's not just, oh, my armor is kind of a different shape or a different color, it's banged up differently than Boba Fett or Jango's, but it's that she has so on purpose made it her own through this very specific artistic sensibility, these great bright colors, this emphasis on like the orange and the deep red. And all that just really pops on this action figure. It's got the animated style. She is very petite. So it looks like the character from the show. And then obviously has the helmet that comes on and off, and her cool multicolor hairstyle. It's just a great in terms of just action figures being little symbols of, hey, I like this character. And It makes me feel even more connected to that. The ideas of this character by this little piece of plastic that I can look at, it really achieves celebrating everything I like about Sabine.
Yeah, you mentioned, again, similar to the Leia one, it's from a show, and we've seen Clone Wars characters and figures. They do a really good job, but this is one of my favorite ones. It just pops. You're scrolling through or walking by a shelf or a display rack, it pops. Just like the character, but that means, you know, you have to do a good job with the figure to make it work like that, and it does. And this is one with the helmet coming off. I think one of the earlier Sabine figures was released, and you couldn't take the helmet off, and people wanted that. So this one, whether or not it's the first one or not, I can't remember, but I enjoy that too, that you can see all sides of the character represented here in the figure.
That's right. You get to see the full picture of the awesome character of Sabine Wren.
Sabine Wren. Hey, maybe we'll see more of her down the line. We shall see. All right. Well, that is your number three. I can count. We're up to my number three. This one is kind of one of those traditions in Star Wars. We do have some in this line. There's a Kanan Jarrus that's kind of in this tradition. But we love when our characters go in disguise in Imperial gear. That's why I'm choosing for number three, Jyn Erso. Imperial ground crew disguise. Love that. I love it. I love that tradition. I love that it's in the movies and it's always represented in the figures. I do like this sculpt of Felicity Jones, including her hair kind of all shoved up into that helmet there. You got the helmet that can come on and off. She's even got the little guide sticks there to land the ships if you need to get there. And it also comes with a giant, almost spaceship-sized rocket launcher.
Yes, it does.
It's giant, but it looks so good, and I love the sequence. And it also makes me think of the great shot from the trailer that never made it to film, that we now know Gareth Edwards was just like, hey, stand there and look at the camera. This looks cool. I don't know what we'll use it for, but we'll see. and that is played over the line of Saw's line that's not in the movie of, you know, what will you become? And Jyn, Felicity Jones looking back at the camera. It's a great shot. I just love it. And so this figure makes me think of that. And I do like the sequence, the tradition, like I said. It's fun. And another figure that I don't own, but looking at it here, just the detail, the knee pads, like this is the Empire designed this with function in mind, you know, to be a good ground crew member. I like it, man. I like it. It is what it is. I have no deep reactions to it. Just I want this figure because I like when characters go in disguise.
Yeah. No, I think you captured a lot. It is the grand tradition of the characters being in disguise. And again, going back to our youth right at the very end of the action figure line from the original trilogy when they renamed Power of the Force, when they made a Luke Skywalker, you could take the Stormtrooper helmet off and it's so hard to find. And you know, I wanted it so much. So I still always retain that childlike excitement when a character has a helmet that they can take off, but particularly when it's a rebel in disguise. And Jin, in some ways, is like the rebel in disguise. So I love all of that. But then I also really love just the prominence, the type of Imperial has their own figure as well as this. I love that's the Imperial ground crew, right? Because you go back to New Hope and it's stormtroopers, right? It is the terror of the Empire at that time. The Imperial ground crew is so functional. They're directing traffic. And it just, yes. Rogue One in general it's got some mythic moments, but it's one of the Star Wars films that dives into realism and like, oh yeah, who is this? You see the figure and those sticks and you're like, oh, what is, are those some kind of like a cool batons or for fighting? Yeah. Like, no, it's just, they got some more med packs arriving. They got some more data chips to back up files. They're arriving on this flight and this poor, you know, whoever these characters are, you know, Deck Borport or whatever their Star Wars name is, just some dude, just some lady directing traffic with those sticks. And it still looks so damn cool. It's so pedestrian and relatable and real, but it looks so cool.
Deck Borport is my new favorite Star Wars name. No, I think I fell for it a little bit in the trailer with that shot I'm talking about, where you could see these little guide sticks there, little glow sticks protruding out of the costume. And I thought, oh yeah, we're going to, you know, cause you saw the other clip of Jin kind of using a baton. So it made sense, but nope. It is what it was. It lands spaceships with her pound Deck Borport. that's like a Galaxy's Edge. Next time I go to Galaxy's Edge, I'm going to say that's my name and try to get a job.
You guys need help landing stuff.
I'm here.
I can bring my own sticks.
Yeah, I got sticks right here. Sorry, those are churros. Yes. There we go.
Yeah, great pick. Right. I don't have this figure either. And this one might be, I got to go hunt it out.
Go hunt it down. That is my number three. We're up to your number two.
My number two is, you know, there's a part of me like I want to celebrate all of the new characters of, you know, brand new characters, the Raddus, the Krennic, the Saw Gerrera. I want to celebrate great characters from Rebels like Sabine and then Leia from her appearance in Rebels. But then, you know, when it comes down to it, one of my very favorite figures in this line is Darth Vader. This is just a great sculpt of Vader. Obviously, there was such attention to detail in the film itself to make this the Rogue One Vader look exactly like A New Hope, with the differences in the eyes and the differences in some of the way the tunic is going on and all that business. Many, you know, Vader experts out there who can tell you every tiny little difference, but I know I just look at it and go, ah, that is that specific Vader sculpted to absolute perfection, you know, for me, especially when I keep them in the package. Found it a Vader on that day I was telling you about where, God, just got to go do some retail therapy. Found this Vader, was so incredibly thrilled by it, and, you know, had that moment where I really want a Vader like this to take out of the package because it's so cool looking. And then a couple weeks later, my wife texted me on the way home and she was like, I'm stopping at Target. Do you need anything? And I was like, yeah, I need another one of those Rogue One Darth Vaders, which we had not seen anywhere in weeks. And that Target, there just happened to be one.
Right.
And she came home with my second Rogue One Darth Vader. I'm always delighted by this figure, by its quality, but also that memory of like, do I need any other thing at Target? Yeah, that one specific action figure I've been hunting for and unable to find. And she was just like, sure, here's some cheese and here's your Darth Vader.
Here's some oat milk and Rogue One Vader. And
yeah,
has been the theme the entire episode. He comes with a rocket launcher that is so impressive. I wish the hallway scene was just him shooting a rocket down a hall.
Yeah, I mean, this one is an insult to Darth Vader. I'm sorry. Like, he needs that? Yeah, right. No. No, he does not need it. Yeah.
It's massive. It looks like it belongs on a Transformer.
Yeah. And the art on the package, too, right? As the Vader in the rain with just a classic Vader fist. Oh, man, it's so great. It looks beautiful in the package and out.
Yeah, I'm looking at my wall. Yeah, I don't have this Rogue One Vader. Yeah, I love collected Vaders too. Because you can do the sculpts wrong or better than other sculpts. Yeah, and this one is a great job. And the cape comes off too. I like that little detail.
Oh yeah, so like you can, you can't do the full transition from a Bacta tank meditation bath to meeting Krennic, but you can do the final moments of. Please put on my cape, Vinay.
Please. My cape, Vinay, for the business meeting. Great choice. Great choice there for your number two. We're up to my number two. And, this one, the figure didn't need a rocket pack because he comes with a pack that's actually functional. And in the movie, this is Bodhi Rook.
Ah, yeah.
The pilot. Riz Ahmed, okay, the sculpt is good to okay. I wish to resculpt it a little bit because it, He's kind of scowling more than anything. Whether or not it looks like him is up for a little debate, but he's scowling. And Bodhi to me isn't a scowler. Bodhi's trying to make a difference. Bodhi took a job to get off of Jedha to support his family. And it was maybe the wrong job to take, but he decides to make a difference, decides to make everything good. And so that's to me the spirit of Bodhi. So I don't want a furrowed brow too much, but he's concentrating. He's here to save the day. And that's what this figure represents. I love the colors. This figure's got more of a brighter blue, at least in the shots here in Jedi Business. In the movie, a little bit more darker, but his rocket launcher is the radio pack, the wire that he needs to hardwire in to communicate the all important message. It's got a little vest and everything. This is sadly not too long before Bodhi Rook dies for the cause. I love the character of Bodhi. I love the working man making good vibe. I'm really glad we got to see Riz Ahmed in a Star Wars film. And I'm telling you, I could be sold on the idea of, Cassian accidentally bumping into him, but not knowing it's him in the Cassian Andor series. just because I really do love Riz Ahmed, and I know a lot of people do. And what he put into the role and the choices he made, because I love seeing his auditions of different voices that he was trying to do for the self-tape to get this. So all that, it's a character I love, and to see it in figure form, and this really just captures that, working person in the galaxy vibe that I wanted, and he's got an Imperial blaster. But some rocket launcher need not apply here. Bodhi's got all he needs to get through this story.
That's right. He doesn't need a cannon. He needs the wire because he is all about connection. No, you make some really good points. We had some fun joking around about the Imperial ground crew, and I think it's partially because, they look really, really cool. But it is this more just kind of mundane job. But Bodhi Rook is the flip side of that, right? That triumphant story of anybody can make a difference. He's got this real workaday type job that he's working for the legitimate government, but realizes the legitimate government is doing truly, deeply horrific things. And I agree with you. What Riz Ahmed appears to have brought to the role to just really focus in on this is an everyday person who is utterly terrified and pushes through that because he believes what he's doing is right. Really, really great idea. Really great to have that character fully represented, that perspective fully represented in Star Wars, and great to have it in action figure form without an unnecessary cannon.
Jedi, great stuff too, by the way. Jedi Business is calling this a zip line. I think they got it wrong. They're saying zipline. Maybe that's how it's listed on the packaging. So I don't want to say they got it wrong, but they're calling it a zipline pack. But it's the pack. It's what he puts on his back in the movie to go manually connect the all the communication and everything there. So yeah, I don't know, but it works either way. Even if it's a zipline, he can get there faster with a zipline.
Absolutely. We can all agree that it is more accurate than the large cannon that comes with Darth Vader.
This is true. All right. We are almost to our honorable mentions and number one. But before we do, we're going to take a quick break and reset. Star Wars ranked the best of the Rogue One figures. We'll continue after this.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry?
And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, 4 Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, 4 Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138. Hey, 4 Center fans, don't forget 4 Center is on YouTube. Head over there to catch up with our new show, Star Wars Show and Tell. Joseph, Jennifer, Ken, and special guests sit down and share favorite items from their own Star Wars memorabilia collections. Plus, there's the In Memoriam video series, encore presentations of Databank Brawl, and special programming all there for you, and more shows on the way. It's 4 Center on YouTube. Check it out. To Star Wars Rank. Me and Joseph Scrimshaw are here talking about the best of the Rogue One figures. This is about 2016 into 2017.
A lot of cool figures, both within that movie and without. And that's why we love discussing them. Before we get to our number one choices, as always, we have some honorable mentions. What do you got, Joseph, there? What's on your honorable mentions
here? Yeah. There's a ton of honor here. I really like Galen Erso. That's, again, like, you know, I like that tradition in action figures of, you know, having those characters who don't see a lot of action. I believe he comes with a blaster and a mouse droid, so he's all in.
Yeah, right.
this is Galen Erso, you know, I think wanting to get out of the Empire, but not having the best luck. I love that there's an action figure with him, of him. He's one of those characters that I feel like they could have skipped. And, you know, Force Awakens was kind of a weird line with which characters. And then Rogue One is also kind of bouncing around. You know, you get some of the main characters and then inexplicably some not in single carded. So Galen was right on this line of whether he's a character who's going to be made. And he is. And I like his Imperial outfit. It's just kind of cool and different. So I think it is fun to be celebrated that way as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want more characters with pointing sticks. And this is in that spirit.
Exactly. And more of that great, aquamarine. I love that the official color of scientists is a Holiday Inn pool. It's beautifully weird to me. Beautifully weird.
I muted myself to move my chair, and I was like, he's not getting the laugh he deserves on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, speaking of weird suits, also on my runner-up is this two-pack, because there were some Force Awakens figures as well, but this weird two-pack that is in this Versus collection that is Poe Dameron versus a Snowtrooper officer. And the Snowtrooper officer, super cool. I love the Snowtrooper First Order redesign. It's just an awesome figure all by itself. But then Poe, the character that with Oscar Isaac's face is so aesthetically unique and beautiful that they just can't make a good mold of it. So they keep putting him in different outfits. And this is one, yeah. I guess he wore around, you know, the base on Dakar. Maybe it's so weird. He's in this sort of like more official. I am a member of the resistance. Here's my command outfit for business meetings. You know, outfit that just bizarre and cool.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like when they like redo the Star Trek uniforms, but fans aren't happy. It's like you see those first versions. It's like it's Next Generation season 18. They only went to 12. Yeah. No, it's that version. Yeah.
It's so bizarre and weird, and I kind of like it. So definitely on the runner up. And oh man, the face sculpt. Oof. He looks like he's not happy to be in that business meeting. This is Poe Dameron in his official outfit, wishing he was flying in an X-Wing.
That sculpt, is it bad? It's not good.
It's got a lot of emotion. There was this big six-pack Versus set that was the place that you could get. There's another exclusive way, but this was one of the other ways that you could get from Force Awakens, FN-2199. You know, he doesn't have a screaming action yet, so he can't yell traitor, but it is the cool. He's got the cool riot control baton and shield, and our friends at Jedi Business accurately assessing a cool figure that only has 5 points of articulation. Jedi Business says, due to only 5 joints in the figure, it's not possible to put it into action-oriented battle stance. So I guess this is FN-2199 Riot Control First Order Stormtrooper at the mess hall, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Look, I get the want for more points of articulation, and we have a lot of choices out there for that. I just think, hey, this is what we had as kids. In my day, we either stood them up or sat them down.
That's right. And when you put them on in a ship or on a beast, their legs stuck out, and that's just the way we liked it. Final one for me is it's one of those figures that's like so expected and so straightforward, didn't quite make my list, but also incredibly cool, and that's just the Death Trooper. Mm-hmm. Was one of the, you know, seemingly endless great designs of Rogue One. I think it's some of my favorite designs in all of new era Star Wars. Death Trooper looks so cool. I always meant to pick him up. Then I started playing Battlefront 2. And it was one of those things where, like, I feel much more connected to the Death Trooper now, because mm-hmm. I've been the Death Trooper, and like, I need that. I had the same experience with the Flame Trooper, and I was like, I got to get the Death Trooper and the Flame Trooper, because now I know the experience of being them.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have that with the Rocket Troopers because I don't play them well.
Agreed. But that's my list.
Great stuff here for me. I'm looking at Shirt Emway, which is you and I love this character, but it just is such a the character has the colors pop off the design, works really well.
Yeah.
It comes with a stick. No rocket launcher needed for Sherrod. Even if there is one, you can just toss it aside. He doesn't need that. Then you got the kind of the weird background creatures there that I think everyone loves. Moroff, which is part of a bigger set. But I love that character. Yeah, I wish we got a little bit more Moroff. But just him lumbering around collecting the Krabba crystals on Jedha there during that sequence, I love.
Yeah.
Bistan, you know, the Jennifer Landa honorable pick there. He's a bigger, you know, he's a tinier figure or tinier character in my head, but the figure, he's bulky. He's a tank. He's ready to go. And those eyebrows really pop in the figure.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. And then, going to the troops, Imperial Assault Tank Driver and the Shore Trooper. Do like those. Shore Troopers, we've said a lot about them here. We'll probably say more about them. Just a cool design. I love having them there. And you and I, in terms of all of our years of collecting, Joseph, we both of us aren't really army builders, though, right? Am I wrong to assume that of you?
Yeah, no, I have never made the time or the space. I think Power of the Force, in the late 90s there, I think I got up to like maybe 4 stormtroopers. I dabbled in the possibility of becoming an army builder.
Yeah, save me. So because of that, I don't actually have a lot of the stormtrooper figures that I like. Usually it's just I buy the biker scout and call it a day. A couple others here. A-Wing, but the Hera with the A-Wing, combine A-Wing and Hera, you get Hera. Hera with the A-Wing, it's a great figure. That I really think the Rebels figures are great in this line, and I love that. Hera's orange really pops. Idrio 2 Tubes, I do love 2 Tubes. Idrio and Benthic, I love that. Love them there. And, hey, Cassian Andor. I love Cassian. I love the Edu setup, and there's a Walmart 3-pack that I like the design on Cassian there. I love the Black Series version of Cassian on Edu as well. There's just something about it. Very Han Hoth jacket-esque. And I remember seeing that shot early on in the promotion and just being like, oh, I'm all in on what they're giving me here in Rogue One for the look. So that's my honorable mentions.
Oh, those are great. There's much honor there.
Much honor in the honorable mentions. But now we're up to our number one choices for best of the Rogue One figure line. I'll go first. So Joseph can close the show with his number one. And I am going to this, I admit, might be a weird choice. There's a lot of big characters in this line, a lot of classic legacy characters. But I am going with Lieutenant Sefla. That is right. Lieutenant Sefla is the hero that says, I'll do it, and then gets shot right as he takes one step to go save the day there during the battle on Scarif. I love the figure. He is kind of like me. He's a huskier dude, a little broad-shouldered. Maybe a little, as Paul Simon would sing, why am I soft in the middle now? Sefla's got that, and I love his vest. It pops the blue. It looks like a vest a dad would wear at 88. Like, oh, look at the pockets. Did we go out? And the helmet matches, and it's got the straps kind of dangling down. He comes with a rocket launcher, and this one might actually work. I wish he had that rocket launcher on Scarif. I just love. I love this because scrolling through the line and scrolling through all these legends and Vader and Leia and all these things. You and I, every time we talk about these figures, Joseph, it is the one scene. It's the little moment. It's the background character. It's the guy that didn't get his due. But if we were collecting in the 80s, if Rogue One came out in 84, we'd be talking about Sefla. We'd be talking. He'd probably have a different name. probably wouldn't even have a name. It would just be like Rebel Lieutenant. But we would love that figure existed, and that would be the conversation you would have on, you and I would have on a playground. Yeah, I love that character. Oh, did you get the figure? And that makes the lines just feel more robust. And I know over years, over time, they've changed how they make these figures, how they release them. And you and I and other collectors lament about the days gone by where you had an entire line of figures in every corner of the movie was mined for figure gold, and this one represents that to me. And I love that Lieutenant Cephla has a figure.
Yeah, no, I really agree. You made a lot of great points. I think what's great about this Rogue One line is there's not a ton in it, but it does kind of, without covering every little corner, there's a ton of Rogue One figures I'd still like. It does everything from, hey, we got some new troopers. We got a Death Trooper. We got a Shore Trooper. We got a Vader. We got, a Leia from this recent appearance. But then it, and it's got some of the beasts and the weirdies. But then it also has these kind of characters, the characters who don't pop on screen, and aren't, topping people's lists of top five Star Wars characters, but have a really significant and important moment in the movie and is that fun kind of character to celebrate. I love that the name Lieutenant Cephla, whether it's intentional or not, it makes you think of selfless. And that is certainly the character's actions in the movie. He means well, and he goes down so fast. He's so brave, and it doesn't work out for him. And then on top of all that, the fact that those ideas are being celebrated by having this figure exist, it's a great sculpt, and it's something that does celebrate. He's black, and he's a different body type than we stereotypically associate with hero. So it's just great to also just have that representation not only in the movie but in action figure form.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not just, making jokes at my own expense. I love that there's this sideways shot of the character, and he is differently shaped than, say, a Cassian Andor. I love it. I love it. It just looks different in the best way possible, and he looks like he belongs in the Rebel Alliance. I don't have this figure yet. I'm going to make room on the shelf for Cephla.
Yeah.
All right, that is my number one choice for the best of the Rogue One figures, but we are up to your number one, sir. Take us home.
My number one is, not surprisingly, if you've been listening for a while, a two-pack. I love my two-packs. You mentioned them briefly in your honorable mentions. They are so honorable to me, they had to be my number one. It is a two-pack of Beastan versus Shore Trooper Captain. We have talked about these characters, but I will talk about them again, damn it. Beastan was one of those characters that when he popped up in, I think like the behind the scenes trailer, that is exactly the kind of Star Wars weirdo that I love. Strange, angry monkey. Jennifer Orlando in particular became very, very attached to Beastan. That's why we always say Beastan like that. I love his role in the movie that he hates knees. He's at the gunner station and takes out the knee of, I believe, the AT-ACT, the AT-ACT. But just, yeah, for me, classic, going back to being a kid, like, yeah, that's, even if I had remembered the character or not, that's the character I would have wanted, because it's like this strange, perfect Star Wars, kind of looks like something I understand from the real world, but not at all. And then the fact that the figure is, it's taller than I expected.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you think he's this little short guy. No. And then, to make it even better, Shore Trooper, by far, one of my very favorite trooper designs. There's just something I love about it, that they got to be a little bit, not have quite as much armor, assuming they're going to wade into the water a little bit, but it also looks like, do we really need to spend thigh armor on these guys? You got a pretty cushy job guarding shores. So, like, you know what? We'll let your thighs be exposed. I don't know. There's something about the design that it has all of that ominous menace that goes all the way back to the stormtrooper, of this sort of rigid, their faces are all the same, obscured behind this frightening armor. But it's also just kind of like lightweight and thin and on the move, and just all the way it hangs. I just love the Shore Trooper's look. I love leaning into the absurdity that's just the way the Empire rolls. They have a troop for everything, including the shore. So I couldn't find the Shore Trooper figure for a long time, just the individual one. And Beastan, I needed a figure of. I knew there was a two-pack of. I didn't know it was an Entertainment Earth exclusive. So I spent many hunting moment just piling through all these two packs looking for Beastan versus Shore Trooper Captain, and finally just broke down. It's like, I don't care, I need it. So bought it, It is on Beastan versus Shore Trooper Captain is on my coffee table by my couch. So right. Beastan and the Shore Trooper Captain are always staring at me while I eat dinner and watch a television program or a movie. But the thing, Ken, that really, really, beyond my individual love of both these characters, that really drives it home for me is... we for years have done an episode, a show on Force Center called Databank Brawl. Haven't done it in a while, taking a little hiatus, but we started it right after Force Awakens, where we pick two characters from the Star Wars databank and have them fight. And one of my favorite episodes that we did of Databank Brawl was Beastan versus a Shore Trooper.
Yeah,
we made up this whole thing where Beastan survived the Battle of Scarif and fought a Shore Trooper in the horrific aftermath of the Death Star blast. Just great. And it was one of those moments where it's like our desire to be, to not only discuss Star Wars, but to kind of make up fun, silly Star Wars stories and be creative with it. Here it was in actual action figure form. We had made up this story, and this two-pack is an episode of Databank Brawl. Absolutely have to have it. And it's not just those figures, not just the characters, but it's just, I look at it, and it's just a real reflection of the joy I've found doing this podcast and being kind of all in on Star Wars.
You know what? We need to strike some kind of deal with Hasbro and Lucasfilm and have the Databank Brawl exclusive two packs released. I don't know why. Gawk Droid versus CO Bibble or Sio. I know now there's a debate of Sio or CO. I saw it break out on Twitter this past weekend. Bibble. All right. Just Governor Bibble and Gawk Droid. I want those packs. But now, well said. These characters, when you're thinking of Rogue One, and you're thinking of all the things you saw and all the things you fell in love with going into the movie, just on the imaging and the marketing. I mean, Beastan got so much press for so many, just across the board. People just love this guy. Yeah, Short Trooper. I got a friend who he's a big Star Wars fan, just doesn't like Rogue One. But he'll tell me, you know what? I didn't like Rogue One, but at least we got Shore Troopers. I think it's pretty powerful. And then these two figures, this two-pack, definitely, when you think of Rogue One, this is what comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the specificity that he's a captain. And I one of the last figures, the last day of Star Wars Celebration, where we did a bunch of action figure hunting and had a lot of fun, I went on my way to find a single-carded Shore Trooper because I needed that guy, too. So I guess that's my little bit of army building I've done, Ken. I have a captain and one Shore Trooper to listen to the captain.
there you go. They got squad leaders. There's a lot there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good list. That is our look at the Rogue One figures. Do you have some different choices? Pictures of Rogue One figures that you love? You can reach out on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked, like our Facebook page. We're on Instagram and YouTube as well. Podcast available in a lot of different spots. Just search. If it's not there, let us know. You can go to tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter to support the show with merchandise. And if you want to support us directly, you can go to patreon.com/ForceCenter. We have our special show, Will of the Force, there every month for you. Check out a tier and see if it fits your supporting desires. And don't forget, if you want to support the show and help yourself out, go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter for your free audio book. That's audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. We got our own things going on all the time because, hey, believe it or not, we don't just always think and talk about Star Wars 90% of the time. But the rest of the time, you can go to kennapsack.com for information on things like my book, upcoming shows, other podcasts. And Joseph, then go to josephscrimshaw.com and pick up one of your books or check out one of your shows, right?
That is right. Everything, all my different comedy adventures are on my website, josephscrimshaw.com. And if you want to keep up with me on social media, where I'll probably be posting more pictures of my action figures, you can follow me Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw.
Do it, my friends. Do it. And for Beastan, we'll see you next time. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.